President Obama will finish up 2014 with his annual end-of-the-year press conference later today. There's a lot to cover. His most recent announcements on normalizing relations with Cuba, his immigration reforms, the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, the hacking attack against Sony Pictures. Today, the hackers sent a message to Sony saying pulling the film The Interview was a smart move, and the FBI is now formally linking that hacking to North Korea. Rick Klein is political director for ABC News on the line with us from Washington. So, Rick, start with Sony. What is the president, what will he say today?
There is no playbook for this. The big question is, does he label it an act of terrorism or an act of war in some way? Because that could then prompt a new set of questions. How do you respond to something like this? The White House saying that they're looking for a proportional response. I don't know what that means. I don't think anyone does. And the president has to define that. Certainly, we wouldn't go in and hack them and shut down one of their movies and do something that similar. So how exactly we respond to this? It is a new age. And in this sense, if this is cyber warfare, we appear to have lost a battle. And the president's going to have to respond to that in a pretty forceful way, and in a way that's going to write a new rule book.
Well, as you know, Newt Gingrich has already said just what you said, that this is cyber warfare and we have lost the first battle. California Republican Congressman Ed Royce, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is calling the attack an act of aggression against the U.S. The president will be asked quite a bit about this.
No question. And again, given the context of who we're talking about here, it is North Korea. It is a nuclear power. You have to be careful in how you respond. Is it the kind of thing, because this is an attack on corporate interests, not more broadly? Clearly, it's criminal. But how do you define that kind of warfare and how do you respond? You'd think not respond using traditional military means. We are in a new age. The president and I think the White House getting a wake-up call on the corporate front this week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else do you think is going to loom large? There's so much to choose from.
Well, Cuba is sort of the mirror image of North Korea. We have these two isolated regimes and have been long isolated with no relationship with the United States. The president's bold move on that, whatever you think of it, it is vastly changing the relationship between the United States and one of its closest geographic countries. And given the complicated history, more than five decades, the president's entire life has been under this different set of relationships, and most Americans in the same way. The fact that that's changing and we essentially haven't gotten anything in return for that, I think, is going to be an object and a subject of some questioning. What does he need to see out of the Cubans next? How does he intend to move forward? We know there's been a fierce blowback in Congress, but the White House very happy with this development. They feel like that gives them an opportunity to close out the year with some action.
Well, he's been getting pushback from Cuban Americans like Ted Cruz, who have also been pushing back against sort of a parallel issue, the president's executive action to defer deportation for some 4 million immigrants. What are the questions there, do you think?
Well, that is going to be item one when Congress reconvenes in January. And the question of how the president intends to hold back that tide and begin the machinations of effectively legalizing millions of folks who are here, came to the country illegally against the law. How does that begin to go into effect at the same time Congress takes over and starts some defunding efforts? Keep in mind, they funded the entire government, Congress did, through September, except for the Department of Homeland Security. That they had expired at the end of February. Specifically so they could revisit, to force them to revisit this issue and use some leverage against the president.
Oh, and by the way, while there's a press conference today, the White House is also releasing a draft plan to rate the performance quality of 5,000 colleges and universities, as a lot of families are, you know, trying to get through the application process. Tell us a little bit about what we're expected to hear on that.
Far different than the U.S. news rankings that have become so comfortable and popular. This is going to involve a whole range of different factors. The quality of education, a piece of it, also the affordability, the price tag, the kind of student loan debt that people graduate with. It is a new system. I think it is an untested system. It'll be a controversial system because anytime you rank colleges and universities, but it's a critical piece of the president's education reform project. It's one area they've been working sort of more quietly in the shadows on in a lot of ways. But I do think it's going to redefine the way that we think about the college education in this country, what is available to everyone, what should be available to everyone.
Yeah. There's just so much more when you think about it, you know, quite a year that we're drawing to a close on in a couple of weeks. But I want to ask you, what do you think the president will be asked or how will he address race relations? Such a large part of the last year.
And he's given a series of interviews talking about it on a personal level. He's happy in one sense that he's seeing athletes speak up in that way. He and his wife gave an interview just a couple days ago to People magazine talking about the way that they've been perceived, their race has been perceived. Look, the president makes a point that things have gotten better. And I think that's undeniable when you look at the course of his lifetime, to cite one example. But when you see the kind of eruptions that we've seen recently in New York and in Missouri and elsewhere, it's clear we have a long way to go. And the president always balancing It's been a tight balance, a tough balancing act for him throughout his presidency when you think about his position as the first African-American president, but also, of course, as the president of the United States. He, though, feels it personally. Yeah. And as a parent and as someone that's seen people struggle with this, I think he is going to take the question on personally.
Well, but it's a tightrope that both he and Eric Holder walk. And we're learning today that Missouri is saying it's going to sue several suburbs that the state feels have been profiling minorities while they're driving to ticket them to raise revenue. This is something that, you know, we've been hearing quite a bit about. So we have issues like that. But the president, you know, he walks a tightrope on how he addresses them, because he's also sort of still the commander in chief and the person who is supposed to support the people whose job it is to carry out laws.
And the way that he uses the bully pulpit on this will be fascinating, because we have a short attention span society, right? People are not thinking about these issues in the headlines every day until something else happens. How much does he elevate it? How much does he keep it part of the conversation? Because if he continues to talk about race relations, it will force the rest of the country to address it. If he moves on, then the country is likely to move on, and the task forces that he's put forward likely to go nowhere. He's got the potential, through his attorney general as well, who also is African-American, he's got the potential to change the conversation if he sticks to it.
Yeah, so much else will be brought up today. The Senate's torture report, ISIS. We will be listening in right here. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Robin.